In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing today, day two, with the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom of the Divine Will. And these first 6 days that we're praying, Jesus tells Louisa, Our Lady tells Louisa, symbolizes the first 6 days of creation. And these first 6 days, these first six steps are really essential to living in the Divine Will. And if you can pray these prayers after receiving Holy Communion, these first six steps, it really helps us understand that it's more than we can imagine what God is asking of us. As the evil one takes over everything, God is allowing that. God is allowing that everyone receive what they want. He has to give the devil what the devil wants, and that's hell. That's our God. He looks at us and he doesn't want to interfere with our free will. And he wants to give us what we desire, what we want. So Our Lady teaches Louisa and teaches us how to begin to live this abundant life. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the earth. And our Lord and Our Lady both want us. So as we read today, this is volume 19, August 22nd, 1926. Not only this, but each time the soul remains as though without me, without Jesus, with no guilt on her part, I rise again for her to a new life of knowledge. So here Jesus says, when people turn away from him, he says, basically, I come to you with new life of knowledge to begin to understand why we're here. What's the situation that we're in? And if you really look with all of Our Lady's apparitions throughout the world, she's always said, get ready for the return of my son. When you read the book, Father Gobi's book, every day that you go through this, you see the Lord is coming back and we have to get ready. This new life of knowledge is there. But most especially, we find this new life of knowledge, these lessons that Jesus is giving us is found in the Book of Heaven. And when we read the Book of Heaven every day, it's brand new. If you've read it 10 times, it's brand new. Why? The Lord keeps on expanding our capacity to learn more of this new and abundant life, this life of Jesus and Mary. We know the exterior life of Jesus. We know the exterior life of Mary. This is why we pray the rosary. We're learning. Our memory becomes of what did they do? How did they live? And now Jesus says, now is the time to show the interior life of Jesus and Mary. So this new life of knowledge is the lessons that Jesus is teaching us about himself, about Our Lady, about us. And Jesus says, this new life of knowledge allows myself to be comprehended more and more with love. Loving the soul more, and with new grace, enriching the soul and embellishing the soul more. So when there's this, all this happening throughout the world in our families, with our friends, with our nations, in the church, when we see all this stuff happening, Jesus is showing us a new and divine way of holiness. At the same time, everything seems to be falling apart. Why? Who teaches the catechism? Who teaches the dogma and doctrine of our faith? See, all the heresies are coming against the church at this point, all of them at one time. I mean, it's an attack that the church has never endured before. There's been heresies, and you always had a great saint who would stop those heresies or make sure that people understood this is not Catholic teaching. It's Catholic heresy. And so what's happening today is Jesus is showing us that the world is in a situation that it's never been in before. So what has he given? He's given us the Book of Heaven. When we read the Book of Heaven, we begin to understand the teachings of the catechism. We begin to understand that there are dogma and doctrine. Jesus is really saying, look, this is what I want you to understand, to live a Catholic life, a universal life, to go back to that universal life that Adam had before the fall. So he says these new knowledges that he is giving to us through the Book of Heaven allows Jesus to be comprehended more and more with love. And then we experience, too, as we read, God loving us more. Who are we to be predestined by God to live at this time to be Catholic? I mean, this is the greatest thing that the Lord has given, is this universal life, this Catholic life. So he says, I want you to receive new graces. I want to enrich you and embellish you more with this understanding of our God. And see, this is going to last for all eternity. St. Thomas Aquinas talks about the awe of God. For all eternity, we're going to be in awe. And Our Lady says that to Bruno in 1947. She just says, my children must enter into the beatific vision, must enter into eternity where they belong and enjoy the beatific vision, where the devil and his children will always be trapped in time and space and never be able to enjoy the beatific vision. So there's this divide. There's the sheep and the goats. There's the night and the day. There's God and Lucifer. Who do you want? You know, what side do you want to be on? And it's our decision to choose. A lot of people choose on Sunday, their gods, their sport, golf, tennis, football, soccer, hockey. You know, they're choosing what they want to spend time with, what they want to adore, what they want to cheer about, what they're thrilled about, the thrill of the sports, the agony of defeat. People are already saying on Sunday, they don't want to keep holy the Sabbath. So Jesus looks at us. What do you want to do on Sunday? Well, I want to go to church. Okay. You're beginning the day correctly. How do you live this day? It's the Lord's day. It's not your day. It's not another Saturday. So what happens is our lives are enriched with a new grace, and God embellishes us more with truth and understanding. And the soul rises again to a new divine life, to new divine love, to new divine beauty. Every time you see the word new in the divine will, it's God, God's divine life, God's divine love, God's divine beauty. It's this newness that's coming. Isn't new. It's our understanding that's becoming more aware of this divine life that our Lord wants us to live. We become aware of this divine love that our God wants us to participate in. This is why we wear the wedding ring. Jesus has proposed to us. We have accepted his proposal, and he says, now get ready for the wedding feast. And this time of anticipation, this time of waiting to be one with God, fused with God in his holy divine will, Jesus says, I want you to begin to live this life now. So what does he do? We just celebrated the resurrection of Christ. We're getting ready for the ascension and this outpouring of the Holy Spirit coming upon the earth, the second Pentecost that's coming, that Jesus talks to Louisa. The second Pentecost is found in volume 11 through volume 19, to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the life of Jesus. This is the life of Mary. And our God is saying, get ready for what I'm going to do. I want you to learn about this. I want you to study this. I want you to be anxious about what I am going to bring to the earth. Yes, things are falling apart, but they have to. Say, for example, you live in a shanty all your life. You know, there's dirt floor, maybe a window, and, you know, it's cold in the winter and it's hot in the summer. And somebody then gives you $1 million and says, you know, I'd like to build a house for you. You go, absolutely, tear down the shanty. Let's get a real palace here. This is what Jesus is doing. He says, I'm going to go away for a while. And when I come, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And then I'm going to come back and take you with me so that we will always be together. This is the wedding feast. This is why in the divine will, we are very happy. We have nothing. but we're happy. Sound familiar? It's not the negative. It's the positive. We have this new and divine way of holiness that our Lord wants us to live. And it's a glorious thing. And as we read every day, as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, we become more and more aware of how much our God loves us and how much our God wants us to be with him, but he's not going to force us to come with him. He's not going to force us to be with him. So God wants to give us this new grace, this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II has talked about, to enrich us, to embellish us more. And then we rise again to this new divine life, new divine love, new divine beauty that Adam lost. And this is why we have Louisa. Jesus says, finally, I found a soul that wants to give up her human will to live in God's holy divine will. Our Lady already did this as mother and queen. No one can compare to the Blessed Mother. Jesus did it as our Lord and Savior. He says to the Father, not my will, but your will be done. And this is what Jesus gave to Louisa. Jesus found a soul, Louisa Picaretta, who loves him so much that she would allow him to crucify her every day. Why? Why this crucifixion? To be more like Jesus, to be more like Our Lady, the co-redemptrix. She was with Jesus on Calvary, co-redeeming with him. Wanting, as Jesus said to John, here is your mother, take her into your home. Here is your child, take him into your heart. We are one with now the mother of God, Theotokos. We are one now with the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. This is the new and divine life. This is the new divine beauty that God wants us to possess. And just, he says, because it's justice, since the soul suffers mortal pains, she be substituted with a new divine life. So every one of us is suffering, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. All of us are suffering. What do we do with our suffering? We learn from the 24 hours of the Passion that Jesus longed for his cross. He longed to be crucified for us, take our place so that we would not have to die eternally. And that this is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, and his mother, the new Adam and the new Eve, who now have filled Louisa. I mean, read these first 6 days. If you can't read anything else, read the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the kingdom, especially the sixth day. What a great day that God has planned for humanity. If this were not so, Jesus said, this substituting with a new and divine life because of the sufferings that Louisa has gone through, the sufferings that we are going through, he says, I would not let myself be surpassed by the love of a soul. Which cannot be. God can never be outdone with love. God is love. And if a soul falls in love with God, he says, I can't be surpassed by the love of a soul. He says, this, when we fall in love with God, and this is our job, this is what God is waiting for, that we recognize and realize that we need God more than anything. And the evil one doesn't want us to be with God. So he's trying to seduce everyone and everything. And what does Jesus say about the Lucifer? He said he was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And he's convinced a lot of people to murder. All the blood sacrifices that's been going on for 6,000 years is coming to an end. It's really coming to an end. This new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II talked about at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia is what God wants to give us with. He says to Louisa, that which is necessary for you, Louisa, and for us with Louisa, who must form the tree, this is the one with all fullness of the branches, that's us, in the multiplicity of its fruits, will not be necessary for the one who must only be a branch or a fruit. So he says to Louisa, I am asking you, the firstborn, the newborn of this divine will, you're going to have the fullness of all the branches, the multiplicity of the fruits. It's not necessary for the one who must only be a branch or a fruit, but I'm asking you, Louisa, to go all through this for everyone and for everything, past, present, and future. We're seeing the three who suffered the most, Jesus, Mary, and now Louisa. And as we begin to understand the suffering of Louisa, her suffering, Jesus says, was a divine martyrdom. Why? He says, my privations to you, Louisa, was not a human martyrdom that you went through, but a divine martyrdom, longing for Jesus, looking for Jesus, desiring Jesus. This is Louisa. And when people say, oh, she's always complaining, she's not complaining. She can't breathe without Jesus. Her heart can't beat without Jesus. She's not alive, she says, without Jesus. We don't go through that type of a martyrdom. I mean, when we really think about it, most Catholics are minimal Catholics where they may attend church on Sunday. That's minimal. They may receive or go to confession once a year. I mean, they may keep holy the Sabbath, but what God is looking for is that longing for him to spend time with him, Eucharistic adoration, not to go to a place to read a book, but to fall in love with Jesus, to look at him, to long for him, to desire him. And as we read the book of heaven, that's what happens to us. We begin to understand, you know, yeah, we say we love Jesus, but how did she love Jesus? How did Our Lady love Jesus? What did these two have that we don't have? And that's the, as Jesus says, this fullness that God wants us to enter into, this true life of Jesus and Mary that's found in Louisa. This is a glorious time to be alive. And if we're complaining, it's because we haven't meditated on Christ crucified. If we're complaining and anxious and worried, it's because we're not spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. When we're with Jesus, everything is good. Everything is good. And when we discipline ourselves to be with Jesus in the Eucharist, to be present with him, to be at Holy Mass, to keep holy the Sabbath, to teach your family how this Sunday is the Lord's Day. It's not another sports day. And to turn away from what the world wants for us, you know, not to be with Jesus, but to be with your gods, your sports, your day. No, we got to surrender everything back to God. And it's very, very important that we begin step by step. And it's going to take time. It takes a lot of time to discipline yourself, to listen to Jesus and Mary teaching Louisa. And then it's also teaching us. So he says their task, our task, is to remain incorporated in the tree, to receive the vital humors it contains, to, you know, that all the nourishment in from the trunk goes into the branches, into the fruit. And he says, their task, our task, is to remain incorporated in the tree in order to receive the vital humors that it contains. That is to let themselves be dominated by my most holy divine will. So let's look at Sunday. Are we dominated by the divine will of God on Sunday? Is it the Lord's day? Is it the day that the Father teaches the children? I want you to know this. I want you to learn this. This is very, very important. A lot of parents teach their children about economics, teach their children about, you know, how to make money. You know, we want the best for the children. And that is that they know God, that they love God. And as the saint said, serve God, but in the divine will, possess God. This is our job. Our job is to long for God for so much. How many fathers say to their children, this is what the church teaches. And this is what I expect from you and from me. This is what I expect. This is what it means to be Catholic. This is what it means to possess the life of Jesus and Mary. See, the teachers has to become the parents, and the parents have to study, have to read, have to be, they have to want the divine will so much that it's their life. You know, when somebody says to me, you know, well, I'm out of gas on Sunday and I got to go get gas. I said, you're not disciplined. You get gas every day, but Sunday. Well, we're going to go shopping now because we really need this right now. Well, you're not disciplined. This should have been anticipated. Sunday is the Lord's day. We keep holy the Sabbath. I mean, it's when we really look at the life of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, you know, they all work together, this holy family of Nazareth. to honor God. What did Jesus and Mary and Joseph do in those 30 years of silence? It was to be a good practicing Jew, to follow the law. And here's something that's fun. It's when Jesus wrote in the sand with his finger, when they said they caught Mary Magdalene in adultery, you know, they said this is the religious leaders with stones in their hands. The law says that we must kill her. And what does Jesus do? He bends down and he writes in the sand. Why? It's because Moses received the law from the finger of God. God wrote this on the stone tablets. And what happens is Jesus, as the lawgiver, writes into the sand. And then he says, whoever doesn't have sin can cast the first stone. See, Jesus is now teaching us the letter of the law to help us understand what the universal life is. The universal life, it's not just Jesus alone. It's Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. It's not just them alone. It's now Jesus, Mary, and the newborn Louisa, this new and divine way of holiness that our God wants us to participate in. He looks at us and he says, are you ready for what I'm going to do? Time is now coming to an end. How do we know time is coming to an end? That's what Our Lady told Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation. We have to understand everything's coming to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. For 6,000 years, he ruled the earth. And now what's happening? A new and divine way of holiness is close. He says, Jesus tells us that we are to be dominated by the will of God. Don't you think that's kind of fun? We hear about this, these voting machines dominate. Well, I forgot the, it's God saying, I want to dominate. I want to lead you. I want to guide you. I want to draw you closer to my sacred heart and the immaculate heart of my mother. I want you to get ready for this great outpouring of love that's going to come upon the earth, the fire from heaven, consuming the world in love from the sacred heart of Jesus, the immaculate heart of Mary. See, and Jesus says, you have to be dominated by my will. Never giving life to your own will in anything, either internal or external, Jesus says, but to know my divine will and to receive my divine will as your own life. See, it's the life of the new Adam and the new Eve that our God wants us to possess, so as to let it carry out its divine life in each and every soul. What? To some, he says, to let it reign and dominate as king, as queen. It's God wants to reign in us. And he says the way to do it is his life, Mary's life, the new Adam and the new Eve. So again, this new and divine way of holiness is here for anyone who wants it. And you can have it, as Jesus says to Louisa, 30, 60, or 100-fold. Whatever you want, I have to give to you. This is the justice of God. So let's just take one day. How do we keep holy the Sabbath? Is it still a shopping day? Is it still a sports day? Is it still your day? Or is it the Lord's day? Have we surrendered and we say to the Lord, I want you to dominate me, my time, my life on your day, Lord. I want you to be the king of my life. I want the divine will to be the queen of my life. I want to participate in this new and divine way of holiness. I want to go to this trunk, as you say, that you and Our Lady have produced with Louisa, and now receiving from her the fruit, as Jesus said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply. This is not just about children. It's about every thought, every word, every deed, to be possessed by God and to possess God, as Adam did before the fall. So this new and divine way of holiness is very, very close. And our God is asking us, pleading with us, are you ready? Are you ready to carry out this divine life within you? Are you ready to let it reign and dominate as queen? Are you ready to receive the divine will, to know my divine will, love my divine will, possess my divine will, and receive it as your own life? That's the life of Jesus and Mary. Adam and Eve failed. the new Adam and Eve, the old Adam and Eve failed. And for 6,000 years, the evil one was king of the earth, prince of this earth. And now Jesus says he comes as Christ the King, Our Lady is Queen of heaven and earth. This new and divine way of holiness is very, very close. And our Lord, how do we know it's close? Jesus says, because I've given you the book of heaven. He says, what I have said is going to happen. What I have taught, what I taught Louisa, what is now teaching humanity is going to happen. And it's very soon. I talked to this one priest a couple of weeks ago, and he says, oh, this is going to be for another 1,000 years. We're going to be like this for another 1,000 years. And I went, do you understand what's happening? What's happening? The fastest growing religion on earth is Satanism. The Catholic Church is evaporating right in front of our eyes. As if you look, I remember when I was a altar boy, it was 5 masses on Sunday, 3 priests of the parish, 12 nuns taught at the Catholic school. Now we have 2 priests in the parish taking care of 7 parishes. The school is closed. The nuns are gone. The church has what? A mass on Sunday, a mass on Sunday in another parish, and a mass in another parish, and a mass in another parish, but the other ones are empty. You have to understand, Jesus is getting ready. He's shaking it down. He's getting us ready for a new and divine way of holiness that he's already given to us in the book of heaven. And as we read, as we study, as I said, we're understanding the catechism more. We're understanding our dogma and doctrine more. He's teaching us and leading us and guiding us in this universal life, this Catholic life. Volume 19, August 31st, 1926. My daughter, the human will paralyzes the life of my most holy divine will. Jesus says the only thing that can destroy the divine will is the human will. That's what Adam did. Not your will, but my will. So that's what Adam said to God. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do what I want. The human will paralyzes the life of the most holy divine will in the soul, because Jesus says, without my divine will, the divine life does not circulate in the soul. He wants his life. He says the divine will, when you pray your rounds, Jesus says, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, circulate in my blood circulating. He says, without my divine will, the divine blood does not circulate in the soul. Jesus, I want you. I want your life, your light, your love to circulate in me, my soul. He says, and this is more pure than blood. It preserves the soul's motion, the soul's vigor, and it's the perfect use of all the mental faculties in such a way as to make the soul grow healthy and holy. So Jesus, the 3 powers that Jesus has given us are intellect, memory, and will. He says, I want you to begin to think from a divine perspective. So if something comes on TV, what is this about? If something is presented to you, is this of God or not of God? We have to begin to see from a divine perspective. Where is the law of God in our life? You know, Jesus says, think about it again. Jesus says, Louisa says, Jesus, take my hand and write in my writing. Okay. It's the finger of God, if you want to say, writing in Louisa's writing. He's teaching us. He's leading us. He's guiding us. He's the giver of the law. And he's saying, the law that I want you to have is the law of love. And he shows us very, very clearly. So how are we judging things? I went to a friend's house and they were watching comedy. And I said, this isn't funny. This is sick. This is not humorous. There's nothing funny about this comedy show. And they go, oh, you take things too seriously. Why don't you just sit and enjoy it? I said, how can you enjoy it? It says nothing to do with life, nothing to do with Jesus. Sesame Street, how to have a happy life without Jesus Christ. That's what I was teaching the children. Children were there. Well, it's a good taking care of the child that's absorbed into the TV. Yeah, it's the hypnotic eye of death. The guy, did you ever read about the man who developed the television? He wouldn't let his children watch television. He knew what that pulsation was doing to their brain, and he wouldn't let them watch. Yet this is the, I think, the black box that St. Elizabeth Ann Seton talked about. There will be a black tabernacle in everyone's house where they will, that they will adore. People spend hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament. It shouldn't be on Sunday for one day. And if we keep holy the Sabbath, it might not be on at all after a while. Why? Because you're entering into becoming alive. When my father was 17, he enlisted for World War II. I know people who run businesses and they can't find anybody to work. The 17-year-olds are playing games, you know, internet, television. They don't want to grow up. The boys will be boys for a long time. And the evil one has kidnapped, seduced humanity. And so Jesus is looking at us and he's saying, would you be willing to begin to live this abundant life that I want to give to the world in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future? Would you be willing to do what Louisa does, Jesus says, and that's to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future, to learn how to pray the rounds, the round of creation, the round of redemption, to begin to see all the divine I love yous around you, and to live on earth as the saints live in heaven, in God and glorifying God and worshiping God. This is what the rounds are. The rounds, your prayer life is going to change completely. What we've learned for the last 2,000 years is to listen to the saints, guided by the saints, and we long to love God as the saints have loved God. In the new era, there's not going to be religious life. I said this to a religious community and they go, oh, what are we going to do? It's going to be the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem is the children of God. That's what Jesus says. It's to begin to live the life that God originally planned for Adam and Eve. You won't need religious life. You'll be living on earth the way God planned from the beginning of time, how man and woman would be living. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the earth. So what Jesus is showing us in the book of heaven, like I said, every Sunday when I was an altar boy, the first people we gave communion to were the 12 nuns that lived in our town. And then the rest of the community, the rest of the parish, and then the next mass, then the next mass, then the next mass. It was Catholic. And the religious community in our life just evaporated very quickly, very, very quick. What God has planned, and it has to go this way. It's no doom and gloom. We're not going to go back to the 50s. It's everything is what God has planned. What God has planned is the new and divine way of holiness. This is a glorious time to be alive, where everyone will begin to live the true life of Jesus and Mary through this little newborn, Louisa. That's what we're learning. That's what we're disciplining ourselves to do, is to read, to study, and to put into practice and listen to Jesus and Mary teach us how to live their life. Like for the last 2,000 years, we've listened to the saints. Now we're listening to Jesus. And if you're doing the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom for this month of May, you're listening to Our Lady. Jesus and Mary are teaching us. And this is something that which you can do on Sunday. Maybe review what you learned during the week with a calendar or with the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom or the 24 hours of the Passion, to review what did Jesus teach us this week in the divine will. That who's teaching the catechism? Nobody. Jesus says, though. Jesus, he knows what we need. That's why he says, the divine will must circulate in our soul more than pure blood, and it preserves our motion, our vigor, and makes perfect use of all our mental faculties. We begin to think from the divine perspective. We begin to understand from a divine perspective. Jesus is teaching us. It's not a saint. It's not what the saint thinks. I mean, what does Thomas Aquinas, I love it when people say, why didn't Thomas Aquinas talk about the book of heaven? Well, he did. In a way, he never finished the Summa. He said, what I have written is mere straw compared to what God is going to do. And God has done this. It's the book of heaven. We have the book of life in heaven. And Jesus is saying how to get in that book of life, how to live the life that God has planned for us from the beginning of time to become his divine masterpiece is found in the book of life, book of heaven on earth. So God is, he's saying, this is what he's asking. I want you to use your mental faculties in the way I have planned. I want you to begin to see things from a divine perspective, understand things from a divine perspective. And then your memory, what did Jesus and Mary, how did Jesus and Mary live? What did they do? And both of them are teaching us, this is how I live. This is how I did the will of God, how I lived in the will of God. And now finally, it's to give up our human will to live in God's holy divine will. He says, this has been given to humanity to make the soul grow healthy and holy so that we, triune God, may recognize in that soul our divine likeness. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into my likeness. He says, how many souls are paralyzed? Let's just think of the television. How many hours have you spent just staring at this black box? It's not producing anything in you. It's a waste of time. How many souls are paralyzed without my divine will? Jesus says, we got to free ourselves. And Jesus is giving us the means. He's already done this. Keep holy the Sabbath. How do we live on Sunday? Read the volumes and Jesus will tell you. Jesus, what do I teach my children? Read the volumes and Jesus will show you. He's speaking to you. Like he wants us to understand this universal life, this Catholic life, this true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Volume 19, September 7th, 1926. Now, what is not the affront for this sun, this light, this divine will, to see the circumference of these rays whose tips form the will of each creature converted and transmuted into darkness. See, the Jesus at baptism, we are one with God in holy baptism. We are in God's image. And our life on earth is to enter into God's likeness. And that's why God has given us the book of heaven. But he says, how many creatures are in darkness with the rays of light through holy baptism are now darkened and we transmute us into darkness, into the human nature, which denies the divine light, denies the divine dominion, denies the denied life of that son of the divine will, S-U-N, which gave its will to us with so much love. God wants us to participate in this new and divine way of holiness. So why? So this divine will and those of the creature might be one. Those of the soul might be one. So it might be able to form divine life in each and every one of us. The darkness is the darkness of the human will is going to be gone. Again, what is the human will? It's when we go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. Jesus says the darkness is going to be converted into light. What is the light? The light is the life, the love, the light of God. It's to enter into the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he says, can there be a stronger, more stable, and inseparable bond than the one between the center of this sun and its rays? We are to participate in this light, this love, this life of God. He says, is there anything more strong or stable, the inseparable bond between one and the center of the sun? See, again, the four steps. You're in a house and it's dark. The windows are closed. The doors are closed. That's where humanity is. The first thing is the windows are open. The curtains are pulled apart. Light is coming in. That's the Catholic life. That's the Catholic life. Oh, look, there's a tree over there. Oh, look, there's a mountain over there. You're beginning to see in creation the love of God. The third stage is you go outside and you're outside in the sun and there's no building around you. That's reading the book of heaven. And you look 1,000 miles that way, 1,000 miles. Look, 1,000. This is beautiful. This is magnificent. I can love God because there's no There's no blocks anywhere. It's this openness that's coming, this fullness that's coming. And then Jesus says, and at the end, he says, you'll be taken and enter into the Son. That's what he says to Louisa. At the end of your life, you're going to enter into the Son and participate in God. That's what's coming. This new and divine way of holiness is here. And when we read the book of heaven, this is really indeed a glorious time to be alive, a magnificent time to be alive. And all our God is asking of us, all our God is desiring of us is to begin to live this abundant life. Our fiat, what are you going to do on Sunday? Again, is it the Lord's Day? May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, and that we enter into divine healing. And as our Lord told us on April 1st in the book, in the calendar, he's going to anoint us with this invincible strength to live in the divine will and to never do our human will. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.